Good afternoon. My guest this afternoon is David Ford, the Justice Minister. He's very preoccupied currently about the length of time it takes from the point of actually arresting, summoning, charging young people, bringing them to the court, etc., etc. Sometimes it takes as many as 210 days, he advises me currently, in terms of the procedure, the process, to bring somebody from the point of summons to the point of court appearance, etc. So, Mr. Ford, will you clarify what precisely are you trying to achieve in setting deadlines, time limiting, statutory limits, etc., when it comes to these cases?
Since I became Justice Minister, there's been a lot of work done to try to speed up the justice system. It takes far longer in Northern Ireland for criminals charged with offences to be into court than it does in other neighbouring jurisdictions. So we've been seeing various bits of work done to try to improve the performance of the different agencies. That has had some benefits, but it hasn't done as much as we would hope. So I've now announced that, at least in the youth court, we'll be introducing what are termed statutory time limits, a limit within which somebody must be taken from charge through to appearance in court and disposal. There's clear evidence that young people suffer and their victims suffer if we don't actually address their criminal behaviour quickly.
What is the worst case scenario from the point of arrest, violation, alleged violation, commitment of a crime to court appearance here? How bad is it?
I can't say how bad any specific case would be. Clearly, the average number of days can sometimes be up to 200, 220, 240 days before somebody appears in court. When you compare that with what happens, particularly in England and Wales, but also in Scotland, where they have statutory time limits, it's an awful lot quicker there, and justice is seen to be done, and victims are protected by having the case disposed of quickly.
Now, are we dealing simply with summary crime at this stage? In other words, low-level crime, shoplifting, etc.? Is that what is at play here in terms of where you're moving currently?
One of the issues that we have to address is exactly what crimes are covered. Certainly, it will be the case that low-level crime will be covered. Certainly, the most serious cases will not be covered initially. We have to get the balance right in the consultation that we will be engaging in shortly.
Are you saying then what's called indictable offence, a serious crime, will not come under this umbrella at this point in time?
I think some indictable offences will come under the umbrella, but obviously there are indictable offences where, for example, a burglary can be an indictable offence, but it's a lot less serious than a case of assault or attempted murder or even murder.
Now, I heard Peter Weir asking you in the chamber for you to give a guarantee that no criminal, no abuser of the law will walk free. Is it conceivable, if a case doesn't come to court within a statutory period, that some person who committed a crime could walk free?
Well, it is possible, yes. But if you look at the experience of what happens in Scotland, there are checks and balances as to how things are handled if the time limit is exceeded. There's judicial involvement to ensure that the very guilty don't walk free in that sense. I understand that in Scotland there would be a small number of those charged with the very petty offences who might walk free because the judges simply say this is enough, the time limit has been exceeded. But there is no question of that happening in very serious cases.
In simple language, Mr. Ford, can you explain why is it taking up to 240 days from point of arrest to the point of arriving at the court door? What is going on? Are the police falling down? Is the DPP's office falling down? What is going on?
Well, what we have seen recently is very constructive engagement as the different organisations have worked together. And I'm not going to start to say it's the fault of any one agency. What I want to see as Justice Minister is a fully joined up system so that the police do their work speedily, they prepare files which are appropriate, that the PPS takes decisions speedily, that the court's arrangements go through speedily, and that the case management, which is done by judges and being done to a much greater extent by judges now to ensure that cases proceed quickly, all of those come together.
We know that there's already legislation obtaining, the 2003 legislation obtains. Will you need new legislation to give effect to all this?
Oh. The 2003 order has never been put into place in Northern Ireland. It was a provision which has not been introduced. What we need to do is to see exactly what the needs of 2012 are, whether that 2003 order meets our needs or whether we need to look at full primary legislation. But what I'm determined to do is that we will see statutory time limits in place in the youth court within the lifetime of this assembly. That's 2 to 3 years.
Finally, Minister, why are you going step by step? I mean, you say there are big areas out there, serious crime. Why are you not statutory limiting serious crime? Why aren't you doing it all in one fell swoop?
I think you heard some of the criticism which came in from some small corners of the Assembly Chamber today. I think that criticism would be much greater if we suggested we were moving to cover every crime initially. What I'm determined to do is to deal with youth cases, because they're the ones which have most cause for dealing with speedily, and to see that we learn the lessons of that before we increase the scope of the offences covered and we increase it into the adult court.
David Ford, Justice Minister, thank you very much indeed for your comprehensive analysis of your intentions and what you're trying to achieve to speed up the procedure within the court system. Thank you very much indeed. Good afternoon.